In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. All too often when people hear the Lord say, how hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God, they say to themselves, aha, see, the rich are evil, they're bad people. And it follows from that, because the rich are bad people, that must mean that the poor are good people. And so we must, you know, rather worship the poor and hate the rich. And that's not the point of what Jesus is saying at all. First of all, you know, the biggest problem you always get into when reading sacred scripture is just lifting one verse out without paying attention to the whole thing about what's going on. So let's look before. What was going on? Had a man who came out and said, good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? In other words, what do I have to do to get to heaven? And Jesus asked him all of the commandments regarding how we treat other human beings. You shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not defraud. Honor your father and your mother. And the man says, you know, teacher, I've observed all these from my youth. He treats other people well. And Jesus looked at him and loved him. You know, this is a rich man. Jesus loved him and said, you are lacking in one thing. Go and sell what you have and give to the poor. Notice that he had asked him all about the commandments on how to treat other human beings. But he didn't ask him about the commandments on how we treat God. Or did he? He just did. He said, go and sell all that you have, and then come and follow me. What problem did this man have? Evidently, his problem was that his wealth was more important to him than God. He had set up his wealth as an idol. And rather than taking up the challenge and letting go of his wealth, he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Now what you have to realize is the people of Jesus' time believed that how you could tell who God liked, who was blessed, who was on the road to heaven, was that they were materially prosperous. How could you tell who God was ticked off at? They were sick, they were poor, they had bad stuff happen to them. The people of Jesus' time were like Job's friends. Remember when all the cruddy stuff happened to Job? What did his friends say? He must have done something to tick off God. Curse God and die. But that's not true. And so what Jesus did is he turned their whole world on its head. Which is why the disciples said, then who can be saved? If rich people who God obviously likes can't be saved, who can be saved? And here is the most important part of this whole gospel reading. For men it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God. We do not save ourselves. God saves us, whether we're rich or poor. We all have sins which keep us away from God. In our first reading, we talked about the penitent man and God, how God always provides a way back for the penitent. Being penitent means that we let go of everything that keeps us away from God. If it's your wealth, let go of it because it keeps you away from God. If it's your envy of those who are wealthy, let it go. That keeps you away from God. It's not so easy as to say all of the rich are bad or all of the poor are bad. What Jesus instead says is that we need to look at the soul of a person, and that it is whether they are obedient to God, whether they answer his commands and obey them. That is how a person gets to heaven, not how much stuff they have or how much lack of stuff. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't say a couple of words today about Memorial Day. It's a very important civil holiday where we do something that is very pious in the best sense of the word. We acknowledge and remember, first and foremost, those who have died defending our country, those in the military who gave up their lives in service. We also remember all of those who served, because while they may not have laid down their entire lives, those who have served laid down a portion of their lives and put their lives at risk to defend your freedom and mine. And also on Memorial Day, we remember all of the dead. You know, it is the highest thing to remember the dead and to pray for them. So, you know, how would be a good way to remember Memorial Day? Cook hot dogs? Well, that's not a bad thing. Cook hamburgers? That's not a bad thing. Go for a hike? It's not a bad thing either. Though today you would probably end up to your elbows in mud. But really the best thing that you could do would be to swing by a cemetery and say a few prayers for those who have died. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.